Segment 4, brought to you by KeyWestBusTour.com. Start this track at mile marker 103. Welcome to Key Largo, Florida. Key Largo is a popular tourist destination and calls itself the diving capital of the world. The area's proximity to the Everglades also makes it a destination for kayakers and ecotourists. The climate is considered tropical. Frost has never been recorded on the island. Key Largo means Long Island and is 33 miles in length. Now that we're officially in the Keys, let's get a little more oriented on our surroundings. If you're traveling from Miami, the ocean side is to the south on your left. The Gulf of Mexico is to the north on your right. Key Largo is situated between Everglades National Park to the northwest and John Pennekemp State Park to the east. The first underwater park in the United States, it is considered a top dive site in the Keys and is the home of the 9-foot-high underwater statue, Christ of the Deep. The primary attractions at the park are snorkeling and fishing along the reefs. Each year, more than 1 million people visit the John Pennekemp, making it the most popular park in the Florida State Park System, so don't expect to drive in the park and camp overnight. Make camping reservations at all of the parks in the Keys in advance. Other than diving and fishing, the main activities in the Keys include boating, kayaking, kiteboarding, parasailing, jet skiing. You name it. If it takes place on the water, you can do it here. On the other hand, an activity that is not very popular in the Keys is going to the beach. Why? Because of the rocky coastline. There are a couple of beaches in Key West, but between you and me, the beaches in Miami are better. Go to the Keys to explore. Go to Miami for the beach. The 1948 film classic Key Largo, starring Humphrey Bogart, exposed the world to what life is like in the Keys. The set was the Caribbean Club on the Gulf side at mile marker 104. Local officials wanted to cash in on the notoriety, so in 1952, small villages in the area were all combined to make up the community of Key Largo. Aided by the film's popularity and the end of World War II, Key Largo's growth accelerated. The mass production of mosquito repellent also helped. This is a good time to talk a little more about the Keys. Open your map and follow along. I'll give you a bird's eye view of our driving route. Right now, we're passing through Key Largo. Largo is the Spanish word for long, which is fitting because Key Largo is the longest island in the Keys. The second longest island is Isla Morada. You can see Isla Morada on your map at mile marker 85. At the end of Isla Morada is when we start seeing more of the big bridges. The third largest island is Marathon. Of all the islands in the Keys, Marathon is also the most expensive island in the Keys to live on. At the end of Marathon, we'll cross over the famous 7-mile bridge. At the end of the bridge is beautiful Big Pine Key. Big Pine is home to the National Key Deer Refuge. Approximately 2 miles of the highway is elevated and fenced off to allow deer to pass under the road. And last but not least, our final destination, Key West. We'll be in Tavernier in just a few minutes. After we leave Tavernier, the driving time to Key West is about 2 hours.